We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Because there are new allegations surrounding the football team at Penn State involving head coach James Franklin and several of the teammates. Now, we've been talking about it for the last half hour, a new federal lawsuit has been filed involving one of the former players, Isaiah Humphries, the head coach, James Franklin, several of the players on that team. Now, this has been kind of a... I'm not quite sure what word to use, but this was the time in Penn State history that many Penn State alums, the boosters, and you know, there are many tentacles to the Penn State football team, that many thought this was the rebuilding time. Now this lawsuit is an indication that Penn State has done anything but anything other than rebuild its image, its reputation. Steven Marino is the attorney who filed that lawsuit. He joins us now from Philadelphia on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome, sir.
Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for taking the time to talk with us about what, it turns out, is a bombshell lawsuit. What has been going on, according to your client, Mr. Humphries?
Well, I'm not at liberty to explain things that are not of public record.
Okay.
But those things that are in the complaint, if you take the opportunity to read it, you'll see that there's been an assertion that there's been bullying, hazing, harassment, intimidation going on in the locker room at Penn State with the bigger, stronger players dominating the younger players.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that it's not an isolated event, it's pervasive and invasive to such a level that my client had to resign his scholarship and transfer to a different school.
Now, your client was there on a full scholarship, correct?
Yes. And he's just not an ordinary athlete. This kid is a kid with football pedigree. His father was an ex-Penn State football player. His father was an ex-NFL player. And the father that noticed that his son was being abused because of what his son was going through, and the father notifies the coaches, people who he knows,
mm-hmm.
and no affirmative steps were taken by the coaches. In fact, the complaint was lodged, an anonymous complaint was lodged in May of 2019 to the Penn State Office of Sexual Misconduct Prevention and Response, and they undertook an investigation. An extensive investigation, and one of the players was charged, and the violation of student conduct was founded. So I suspect the predicate acts that give rise to that prosecution was this hazing. But my client didn't make the complaint. This was done by someone anonymous. This is and these events that happened to my client, not isolated. Other student athletes were subjected to the same bullying, harassment, and pervasive nature of behavior.
I was going to say, so then given, and I did start going through, and just by way of background, I mean, I started going through the suit. It broke while I've been on the air, so it takes a while to go through 46 pages, just so, you know, from my perspective. But from what I've been able to read, it sounds like this was a pervasive attitude, a pervasive environment inside that Penn State locker room.
I suspect that's what the evidence is going to reveal.
And so you filed the lawsuit yesterday, today. I'm guessing there has not been any response, reaction from Penn State.
It was filed yesterday.
Filed yesterday. And when did your client actually leave Penn State and leave that football program?
He left in December of 2018.
And has there been long-term effects on your client? I mean, when when you talk about that kind of intimidation, that type of bullying, are there long-term implications for an individual, for a student?
Well, the pressure on a scholar athlete like this kid is first of all, it's tremendous in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then to be subjected to the potential of being bullied and trying to avoid it and trying to fit in and trying to be liked and then trying to stand up for yourself every single day, imagine that will do to a kid's mental health. And in the event that he would retaliate, he's at risk of losing his scholarship. In fact, he did retaliate, fought back, and got placed on probation for fighting back against this abuse.
You, sir,
the mental health challenges that is subjected to a kid like this, to force him to resign his scholarship and go to another school, who wants to do that when you've been selected to play at Penn State? And if you have significant success, you're a prospect for the NFL. He left Penn State not because he wanted to. He was compelled to.
And that was his legacy in some regards.
Yes, his father played there.
Now, given you're from Philadelphia, you know the Penn State history. Separate from representing your client, when you were retained to do this case, what went through your head, what went through your heart, given the Penn State history?
I graduated from Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
I was a scholar athlete at Penn State on an athletic scholarship. It's heartbreaking to me.
And end result, what is it you're asking for in this suit?
Well, obviously, you know, this lawsuit was initiated, hopefully, to get changed, but mainly for my client, he wants to be vindicated. He wants it to be known that he didn't leave there, and he didn't because he wanted to leave. He left there because he was compelled to leave. And this should not happen at an institution like Penn State. The athlete, if he decides to participate in athletics at that level, he should be protected. And he shouldn't have to be faced with bullying and harassment and hazing on a daily basis to the point it's so pervasive that forces him to leave the school. This isn't just kids playing around in the locker room. This was pervasive. It was emasculating. It was unnecessary, and it was misconduct. And this kid was not protected.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, just as we wrap this up, sir, the coach is named, the players are named, but the university is not named. Is that correct in the suit?
No, the university is named.
Okay. All right.
That's the ultimate responsibility. And plus, we have new anti-hazing laws.
Mm-hmm.
We had an anti-hazing law that controlled, and then we had the Tim Piazza anti-hazing law that was codified in the criminal code of Pennsylvania. And this behavior implicates that statute. So that statute is going to be tested probably for the first time in a material way with this lawsuit to see what the boundaries of it is.
Okay, this is going to be a good one to watch. Stephen Marino, thank you so much. I know this has been a busy day for you, but we appreciate you taking the time for talking with us today. It is sad news for all of the Penn State alums in this area to hear what has happened, but we'll follow this case closely. Thank you so much for joining us today, sir.
It's been my pleasure.
All righty, have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.